Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. We're going to continue discussing organ donation, organ sales, actually, which is completely banned in the United States. Also coming up, Dale's going to share with us some six laws that looked good on paper, but didn't work out too well. We'll get to that. Also, your calls about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. Just an update on our friends Pete and Adam. They're currently being held apparently in the police department, the jail in Greenfield, Massachusetts. They may actually be in the jail. I'm not clear, but the recent report is that they're in the police department.
They usually have a holding cell in the department, and then right. They'll transfer them over to the county, which is run by the sheriff, who is the traditional holder of the keys of the county jail.
So they were arrested as they had gone down to bail out some of the other New Hampshire activists, Rich Paul and Capuzzo, and another lady that was with them. They had gone down to bail them out and were arrested for having a video camera, using a video camera, I guess, in the lobby of the police department. Again, Massachusetts, much more scary place to live, much more police state, much more frightening down there. Cops are more willing to aggress against you for not harming others. And so I decided to call the police department during the news break there. And I should have been recorded it, and I apologize for that. They were recording the call, certainly, so it would have been completely legal, I think, for me to record that even without telling them, although I normally do like to tell them because sometimes it upsets them. And so I called, and I said, I heard you guys had arrested some peaceful people for having video cameras today. And he says, well, who are they? And I'm going, well, I don't really know about that, but I heard that that you arrested them, and I would like you to release your peaceful prisoners. And he said, well, if we got probable cause to arrest them, we're going to arrest them. Click. They hung up the phone. So I imagine he's been getting a lot of calls this evening. He seemed a little bit flustered. You may want to give a call and check in on Pete and Adam, but don't use their names, because right now they don't know, the Greenfield Police Department don't know who they're dealing with. Pete and Adam have not given out their names to them. They haven't given them any information. And so if you call in, just kind of beat around the bush about who they are. The number is 413-773-5411. That's 413-773-5411. I'm pretty sure you have to hold through the menu at the beginning before they send you over to the dispatcher. But that's what I did during the break. 1-800-259-9231. This is one of the things the activists do is when an activist is arrested, the word goes out. We put out the word via Pork 411 and via Facebook and all as many places as we possibly can about what's going on.
Hassle the cops until they wish they weren't born and were never born.
Yeah, well, because the cops are used to being able to arrest somebody, putting them in a jail cell, and having people forget about them.
Indeed, that's exactly what they're used to. They're not used to the idea that somebody that dozens of people will call. In some mm-hmm. Cases, hundreds of people will call. They'll give them special treatment. They'll be less likely to treat them poorly. They're more likely to get rid of them because they're just a hassle to have around.
So one more time, that phone number if you want to call and check in and encourage these police thugs to release their peaceful prisoners, 413-773-5411. That's the Greenfield, Massachusetts Police Department dispatcher. So with that in mind, we continue our discussion. We're talking about a prohibition. And it's a prohibition that doesn't normally get much coverage anywhere, even on this show. We haven't talked about this issue in a long time.
In a while, yeah.
It's a prohibition on selling your organs. You own you, right? You should be able to sell you. But not in the land of the free. So what's happening is over 4,000 people a year, 4,476 people died last year in America while waiting for a kidney transplant. This according to the folks over at the Liberator Online at theadvocates.org. They send out a great little biweekly.
It's going to be a great opportunity for some voluntary income redistribution because, it's like someone could hit the jackpot and discover that they're the right type for this wealthy, super wealthy guy that needs a kidney, and. Like, you can sit there and hold out for a really good price. Like, I only got one more, so I don't know. I think 400,000 ain't going to cut it.
So what's happening? Well, 80,000 people are desperately waiting for kidneys right now, and as a result of this government prohibition on selling your organs, they are killing people. And as the advocates point out, the Mayo Clinic notes that it's incredibly safe to donate a kidney.
It is. It's safe. It's you're probably it's not going to take any time off your life. You don't need the other kidney if you've got a healthy kidney and they test you. If you've got one healthy kidney, you're fine.
They say that the procedure for donors is minimally invasive and safe. Studies show that the remaining kidney will continue to function normally and will compensate for the loss of the other kidney. So no big deal. Libertarians have long argued that this prohibition on the sale of kidneys is not only an, and it's, by the way, a sale of any organ, is not only an outrageous...
However, the one organ that you're liable to want to sell is your kidney. I mean, you know, how many other organs are you thinking about getting rid of?
They're in high demand, and
most people have an extra lobe in their brain. Right. There's like two in there, that's why I understand it.
I don't know.
3/4 of all people waiting for donated organs are waiting for kidneys, so high demand for these things. Anyway, it's not only an outrageous violation. 3/4 of the people waiting for organs are waiting for kidneys. So it's not only an outrageous violation of the fundamental right of self-ownership, it's inconsistent. After all, people can accept payments to become surrogate mothers, donating eggs, or participating in risky clinical research. Further, people are free to take numerous other non-medical risks for money or for other rewards without the government's permission. Why should choosing to sell a kidney be different? Well, a new study shows clearly that a payment system would end forever the kidney shortage that causes so much suffering and death. As reported in USA Today, researchers from the University of Pennsylvania and the Philadelphia Veterans Affairs Medical Center, which, by the way, is an aside, did you see the story about the VA center that infected like 1,000 veterans with AIDS?
Oh, God.
Just as an aside. Doing a great job over there with socialized medicine. Anyway, they asked 342...
Was anybody held accountable?
I didn't get all the details.
Yes, what a surprise.
Feel free to look it up and bring it up when you get a chance. But asked 342 participants whether they would donate a kidney for payments of zero, $10,000, or $100,000. And the study found that offering payment almost doubled the number of participants who said they would donate a kidney to a stranger. Currently, less than 100 people per year donate a kidney to strangers. It seems obvious that the payment system would immediately halt the tragedy of thousands of persons dying unnecessarily each year while waiting for a kidney, a tragedy caused entirely by the government's prohibition. So you can go and get signed up for the Liberator Online, get good stuff like that. Plus, they've also got Dr. Mary Ruart. She writes a little quick answers to tough questions column in there. It's really useful stuff. Head over to theadvocates.org, get signed up for that. It's free. As we go to your phone calls, Carl is in Montreal. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Carl.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
Carl,
I have an update for all your listeners. My new website, liberatecarl.com, is working again, and it's been translated into a bunch of different languages. It talks about how I've been detained for 3 years by Canadian immigration, and I'm still locked up now. They put me in a mental hospital for an evaluation here at Douglas Hospital in Montreal. It's been since May 2007. I haven't had a trial. I've just been detained. I was illegally railroaded into prison in the United States, and they wouldn't redress the complaint. And I have evidence that the U.S. Attorney's Office fabricated lies against me and fabricated evidence in a so-called statement from a witness, which was false. And I served 5 years in prison in the United States and came to Canada, claimed asylum here like a lot of the war protesters. Now that I was locked up in immigration for 18.
As you found out.
Yeah, my site, if everyone would check it out, it's Liberate Carl. That's spelled C-A-R-L, my name, first name, .com. And it will come up in Spanish, French, German.
I think it's great that they let you edit a website there. How much
well, I had somebody doing the site for me outside.
Oh, really?
But now, well, in this hospital, we have limited computer access that I can ask them to use the computer, but the site was set up by somebody else.
Good luck out there, Carl. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We can continue here. You are welcome to dial in, bring up absolutely anything. 800-259-9231. So, Dale, let's talk about the six disastrous laws that they say looked good on paper.
Let's do.
From Cracked.com.
Okay, this is Cracked, so it's indisputable. Most stuff on the internet is, so... The road to hell is paved with good intentions and bourbon. The point being, history is full of well-meant laws and reforms meant to protect us from ourselves that either don't do a damn thing or, in these cases, actually make things worse.
What's the first one?
Smoking bans in pubs and bars means more drunk driving. I think you've talked about that before.
We'll talk about that here in moments. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up what you want. Take control of these airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed 2 value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes 3 very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Features, by the way, on our website are completely free, including our webcam. You can go there. You can watch, listen, and interact because our chat room is built into the very same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com and do all of those things. Chat, watch, listen, free.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs.
By the way, memorydealers.com is the sponsor of the webcam.
Yeah, yeah, they are. They also offer great prices and service on used networking equipment, such as Cisco routers and switches. You can. They have the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, and they're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers. Add up to 99% off of the list price. You can go to memorydealers.com. They have all their stuff in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. Memorydealers.com.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. By the way, the details about Adam and Pete from copblock.org being arrested today in Massachusetts are up at copblock.org, so you can get the phone number there. You can get the link to where you can send the PayPal if you want to send them, send Allison a few bucks to help get them out. Also, of course, our friends Capuzzo and Rich Paul are still down there in jail as well. So Massachusetts busily collecting our liberty activists here from New Hampshire, unfortunately. So copblock.org for the latest.
Yeah, and Massachusetts is no place to be for a liberty activist. However, they're going to be sorry they got them. There's a lot of easier criminals in the world to get.
This is true. Our number here, 800-259-9231. Dale, you were telling us about some six laws that looked good on paper and didn't work out so well.
Yeah, Cracked has taught me a lot, and one of them is how to auto-filter myself for the FCC because they tend to cuss in their articles.
Yes.
So. Yeah, so we're on smoking bans in pubs and bars. It means more drunk driving, and I think you've talked about this before, Ian. And it actually makes sense if you think about it. Let's face it, alcohol and cigarettes are a magical combination. They go together like peanut butter and chocolate, a rock star and a porn actress, a cracked writer, and minor felonies. You'd think it would be common knowledge. I guess I've had a lot of problems. Common knowledge by now that if you mess with one of these vices, it's going to affect the other in some way. But anti-smoking laws have been in the news quite frequently, with newly implemented indoor smoking bans taking effect all across the UK and the US. New Hampshire's one of them that got hit fairly recently. The benefit to public health seems obnoxious at first glance. It seems obvious. It seems obnoxious to me. It seems obvious at first glance. But as astute readers might have guessed already, there's always a potential backfire just waiting to happen. So how did it backfire? Smokers who also drink alcohol are going to smoke when they drink alcohol. As obvious as that statement is to anyone with a shred of common sense, the unbreakable bond of smokes and booze escaped lawmakers completely. They figured that smokers would go to bars, have a drink or two, step outside for a quick nicotine fix, and then resume the drinking inside. They forgot to take two tiny little things into account. Winter is cold and wet, and people with genitals typically like to not freeze them off. So, a study by researchers Scott Adams and Chad Cotty discovered that when faced with smoking bans in bars near their homes, alcohol-drinking smokers would simply drive further to other jurisdictions where the bans weren't in place. That meant they had a longer drive home when they were potentially drunk off their behinds.
Mm-hmm.
Adams and Cotty found that on average there was a 13% increase in drunk driving fatalities in areas that had instituted smoking bans. That's pretty significant.
That's pretty significant.
Yeah, that's death over a smoking ban. So congratulations, you kept people from smoking indoors and maybe reduced their chance of cancer a little bit, and then they drove home and killed people. So,
that was my
little editorial, by the way. That wasn't
No, it's fine. It reminds me of the blue laws that some counties have, where in some places, in probably mostly the South, but they prohibit alcohol sales. What happens? Well, people quit drinking, of course. No, they go to the next county over, and they go to the convenience store that's closest to the border, and then they drive back home. And in many cases, they have been drinking before they get in their car to go and get more alcohol, or they start drinking on the way home or whatever, and they've got a more distance to travel in order to get back with the alcohol.
Well, worst-case scenario, they go to a bar in a different town where they, hammer back 4, 5, 6 drinks, whatever it is that they're going to.
When they would have drunk at home, yeah.
Right. Their number is that they could have drunk at home or, drank closer to home.
At a neighborhood bar.
I think anyone would agree that if you're going to have drunk drivers on the road, that you would prefer to have drunk drivers on the road for a shorter period of time closer to their home rather than a longer period of time farther away from their home, right?
I think that, I don't know if it was Lionel, the old Lionel on a radio show, that he used to talk about this where, well, wouldn't it make sense to, if you didn't have zoning laws, you could have bars in neighborhoods?
I wonder, Mark, actually. I think for a lot of people, they're more concerned with punishing people for doing things that they think are bad than they are in actually preventing harm. And I think that, like, oh, well, if they're driving a longer way, they've got a better chance to catch them or something. I don't know. I mean, people really have some screwed up motivations for some of this stuff.
It's true. They really do have a real penchant for punishment, some people do.
Right. So... A lot of it's, I think, about punishing people that they think are bad.
But, now, of course, they're analyzing some of the unintended consequences of these laws. The obvious thing that a liberty-minded person would say was, well, this is wrong on its face because it prevents private property owners from being able to decide what to allow and to disallow on their own property.
Certainly, certainly.
Number two.
Well, if we've learned any lesson today, this is still number six.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Let it be thus. Never underestimate the love affair between beer and cigarettes or the motivational power of cold testicles. Also, don't drink and drive. That's somewhere in there, too. So, number five, sex offender laws make them harder to track. If a stampede of pedophiles running rampant through the streets sounds like a nightmare, you might not be sleeping. You might just be in Iowa. It all seemed like such a great idea on paper. The good legislators of Dubuque, Iowa, in an attempt to keep pedophiles and other degenerates as far away from their children as possible, made it illegal for a registered sex offender to live within 2,000 feet of a school. Seems like a no-brainer, right? Well, no, not to me, but I'm sure to a lot of people it seems like a no-brainer. But then someone remembered that kids also congregated at other places besides schools. There were libraries, daycare centers, swimming pools, and parks to think about, too. In the end, sex offenders were forbidden to live within a half mile of any place where adolescents might gather.
Right. Which pushes them.
Why adolescents? I mean, aren't the scariest pedophiles out there are after children younger than adolescents?
It's technically not. Like the scientifically term, it's not pedophiles.
Ephebiophile.
Adolescents is pederast or something.
No, I believe it's ephebiophile.
Wait a minute. Oh, what are you talking about, Mark? Clarify here.
Okay. A person who likes young people that are over the age of puberty, I believe, is called an ephebiophile.
Mm-hmm.
And a person who likes them under is called a pedophile.
Yes.
A pederast is just an old term.
For pedophile.
Oh, sorry.
For pedophile.
I'm old, so.
Yeah.
Okay. How did it backfire? Somebody took a map of Dubuque and drew 4,000-foot diameter circles around every predator-free landmark in town.
They made it 4,000 feet?
Well, it was that's the diameter.
The diameter.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It was radius, so diameter is twice the radius.
It's a good thing you guys have me here.
Hey, I know math, too. They quickly realized that with dozens of overlapping – I'm not drunk, I promise – of overlapping circles covering the entire city, there was literally no place that a sex offender could legally live. Like some alternate universe version of the Book of Exodus, the city's molesters had no choice but to pack up their stuff, saying, "Let my people go," and head for the promised land. When I pause really like that to say something, it's because I'm substituting a word. The promised land in this case being the town of Galena, right across the Mississippi River in Illinois, where no such restrictions were in place. When the good people of Galena realized that a herd of dudes named Chester was headed for its borders, they in turn passed their own draconian residency laws.
Oh, man.
The next town down the line did the same thing, as did the town after that. And we can continue.
Yeah, I would like to continue. Where did they end up? 800-259-9231. Usually it's like in a trailer park on the outskirts of town. And it turns into like...
Or under a bridge.
Right. More on the way here. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there because they're free, including features like our listening options. We've got live streams, our webcam, our listen lines as well, all there for you. Listen.freetalklive.com. Listen.freetalklive.com.
So if you're going to play around with police officers and videotape them and stuff like that, you might want to know something about the political process, the judicial process. Jurisdictionary.com will help explain to you the rules, how to fill out forms, get evidence, move the court, set hearings, do research, draft pleadings, etc. It's all there and created by a doctor of jurisprudence who wants you to know how to protect yourself from members of his profession in a manner that the average eighth grader can grasp in less than 24 hours. It's an exhaustive amount of material that they give you, but the basics are all contained in a five-hour video seminar and a two-and-a-half-hour audio classroom on CD. When you go by jurisdictionary.com and take the course, like I have, it's a great course, use the pull-down menu there, then mention Free Talk Live.
All right, we continue here as Dale is sharing with us from cracked.com, 6 laws that looked good on paper to some people, at least. And then later on, you find out that there's some serious unintended consequences involved here. And you're talking about the sex offender, the so-called sex offender laws.
These are so retarded. These are just like, you know, look busy laws, just look like they're doing something that are really ineffective.
I think they're outrageous personally because they really try to give people a good feeling. Like the point of the sex offender laws is to make it look like the politicians care and that the police care and that they're doing something about these, you know, the scourge of sickos that is out there molesting children, when in fact a lot of the people that are arrested for so-called sex offenses are people that are engaging in completely consensual behavior. For instance, a 20-year-old male having sex with a 17-year-old female, that's a sex offense. It's also a sex offense to
depends on what state you're in.
In public, in most places, statutory rape is considered a sex offense.
Right, but
having sex with a 17-year-old isn't necessarily considered statutory rape every place.
In New Hampshire, 16 18 is legal.
All right, how about an 18-year-old having sex with a 15-year-old? In every state, that's pretty much going to be a statutory rape charge. And so
the funny thing is that it wouldn't have been before the 18-year-old's birthday. So the 18-year-old, the 17-year-old having sex with a 15-year-old, not that big of a deal. But then the 18-year-old turn or the 17-year-old turns 18, and then suddenly you've got yourself a felony.
Well, but even if they were, even if you've got a 17-year-old having sex with a 15-year-old, that may be legal. But if they take a picture of it, then it becomes manufacturing child pornography, which is also a so-called sex offense.
And they can charge them both of them.
Exactly, and they have. So, and then you've got peeing in public, which is also considered a sex offense. So many people have been labeled as sex offenders.
I almost got caught for that.
For not doing anything that involves hurting another individual, not doing any kind of molesting or raping or anything like that.
I remember trying to find a parking space to get into a club in L.A., and I was like, okay, I'm going to explode.
What are you going to do?
And I peed in public. I was, like, desperate. So
you got to do something. So in those cases, you've got all these people that get on this sex offender registry, and then they publish the registry, and, you know, people go there, well, we're going to move into this new neighborhood, and we're going to see if there are any sex offenders here. Okay, you type in the zip code or whatever, you type in the address, and it comes up with the list of the alleged sex offenders. And like I say, many of those people haven't harmed anybody, but even those that have, people can change. And I think I don't think it's fair to give somebody the scarlet letter of a sex offender for the rest of their lives, because that's how long this lasts.
Well, and not to mention, too, the other thing, too, is for the ones that actually are maybe, you know, the ones that really are an offense, where there is, like, someone really underage, doesn't understand what's going on, they're being molested, a lot of those are happening. Usually it's someone who knows the child who has the care of their child.
Nine times out of ten.
A close family member or a parent themselves, that's where most of it is. And so This is really based on sort of a movie fantasy, or I don't know, this notion that this sort of weird nightmarish image of the guy driving a van down the street and offering kids candy, which is really
happens.
It happens, but it's not the huge vast majority.
No.
It is not a rampant thing. The most common thing is someone who knows the child.
So it does nothing for increasing safety. It just makes it so people can feel good, because if you type in your location on one of these sex offender registries and you see no sex offenders, whoa, there's nobody around here that's a sex offender. That just means that you haven't that the people that are around you haven't been caught for it.
Right.
You never know who is going to offend sexually, and the sex offender registries don't show you the future, so
right.
All you can see is the people who've been busted for it, and that's almost useless.
And actually, repeat offenses aren't that common. That's a common myth as well. It's fairly uncommon for their repeat offenses, I understand it.
Agreed that sex offenders are not the most likely offenders to reoffend, but the problem exists with those numbers in the same way as Ian was just pointing out, that those numbers are rife with people. If you go to jail at 18 for having had sex with a 15-year-old, you're going to get out at 24. Having sex with a 15-year-old at 24, not as easy as it is at 18, because you just don't hang in the same crowd.
Right.
So you're not as likely to reoffend in that way, if you'll understand. If you pee in public, you're never going to pee in public again if you've got a sex offense. You understand? So when you take out of those equations those people that made mistakes, want to change, and the ones that, the
really borderline
shouldn't have been there in the first place,
and you leave
then
in
who knows what the numbers look like. It's the government that has screwed up the numbers. So I don't know what it's like for one of these genuine Chester candy-given van-driving sickos. I don't know what their chances are of reoffending.
The cartoonish
I suspect
version.
It's pretty high. So if the government actually kept good numbers, which who's the last organization you want to keep any kind of numbers?
Right, right.
Exactly. If they kept good numbers, then we would know, but you don't, because
it's
messed up in that
very
way too.
Horribly distorted.
So what they do
is reoffend.
So what they've done, and you're talking about Iowa, I believe, Dubuque.
In this case,
they pass a law that says, well, okay, well, we're really going to show these sex offenders we're serious. We're going to make it so they can't live within 2,000-foot radius of a school or a park or a church or a arcade or wherever it is that kids might hang out, which, of course, ended up driving them completely out of the city to another city.
And then
Galena,
right down from there, did the same thing. And then the next town down the line did the same thing.
And then
you know, then you have a frenzied passing of sex offender residency legislation sweeping across the entire region. And now, presumably, there's a tidal wave of homeless child molesters, thousands strong, and is going to crash into the Atlantic Ocean at any moment. They're all being, like, pushed away. Iowa lawmakers reluctantly came to understand that while having sexual predators living in your town is not very appealing, knowing where they live is an important part of policing them and making sure they are controlled and accounted for. Once everyone on the sex offender registry became basically homeless, a good number of them went underground and disappeared off the police radar altogether. The end result? Like a sexually deviant remake of Predator, Iowa is now being stalked by legally invisible child molesters scattered throughout the state. So that's sort of like not addressing all the points that we just brought up, but even assuming they're dangerous predators, which is sort of really questionable, obviously, for the reasons we discussed.
And what's it going to be like, by the way?
Who knows where they are because now they're homeless.
Now, what's it going to be like, by the way, when you get these laws that are pushing these so-called sex offenders, and many of them, they really are, out into the same scuzzy trailer park on the outskirts of town. Instead of allowing them to live within society and make a better life for themselves, maybe create a future for themselves and work hard, you're telling them they can't essentially live in society in a geographic area, so they push them out on the outskirts. You all of a sudden have a trailer park full of sex offenders.
Yeah, what are the kids? The kids that live there, it's going to be great for them, right?
Right, so now instead of the sex offenders not knowing one another and living relatively scattered throughout a city, now they're all hanging out together. Right. That's going to be great.
Think of the last people that you want to participate in organized crime.
Yeah.
And what's the government doing? Shoving them into... And this happens. This truly happens. There are stories around the United States of stupid city council people that pass these stupid laws that say that sex offenders can't live within 1,000 feet of this and that and the other mm-hmm. thing. And to this point, that there's little tiny pockets maybe left across the town. In this case of Dubuque, there wasn't anything left in town that was within 2,000... Well, it wasn't within 2,000 feet of churches, schools, playgrounds, yep. and God knows what else. And so these guys still have jobs. They want to go back to their jobs, so they all end up in similar locations. And then do you really want two child molesters getting together when these guys can work tag team? This is how you want your problem solved?
800-259-9231. The law of unintended consequences we'll explore further here in moments. Also, we'll take your calls if you make them at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves even in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. Coming up.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/pk.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe? Think again. Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove for family emergency solutions.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance. In a can.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
By the way, you can visit Dale on his website, anarchyinyourhead.com. Great cartoons of a Liberty theme over there. You can take a look at that. I also enjoy some of his blog posts and video blogs at anarchyinyourhead.com. Dale, normally you're on Friday nights on the program. I asked you to come on tonight because tomorrow night we're going to have a special guest host. Jason Talley will be sitting in with us from the CD Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. And Jason, formerly of the Motorhome Diaries, his friends Adam and Pete are right now sitting in a jail cell in Massachusetts, so I'm sure he'll have something to say about that situation as well. By the way, for the latest information on Adam, Pete, Rich, and Capuzzo and the rest of the activists that have been arrested down in Massachusetts, you can visit copblock.org. I just cross-posted over to freekeen.com, so there's some information there as well. How you can help out, how you can send money to help with bail, how you can contact the police department to give them a hard time for arresting and harassing peaceful people. All of that is up now at freekeen.com. So 800-259-9231, we're talking about some unintended consequences of laws that many people would think are very positive to have, but not so much. Dale, continue with crack.com.
We're on number four. Fishing restrictions mean smaller fish. If you happen to be hunting on land, you have to follow some pretty strict permit rules, like only hunt in designated areas, observe all safety rules, and don't slaughter anything that can sing you an adorable song about the forest. So it only makes sense that the same should apply for fishing, right? Nope. Don't you look stupid for assuming that. That's what you get for applying logic, suckers. So how did it backfire? Fishing restrictions are actually causing the fish to shrink and depopulate. And this isn't some new development either. This has been happening over the past century or so. The average size of cod has gone from 95 centimeters to 65 over the space of 60 years.
Wow, that's a big drop.
Yeah. You know, there's these old pictures in, you and I are from the suncoast of Florida, and you'd see these old pictures of these giant groupers that these guys would catch. There's nothing like that out in the Tampa Bay area or out in the Gulf of Mexico, like anywhere near land. You just don't see these gigantic fish. These are the kind of like swallow Jonah kind of groupers. Mm-hmm. They're gigantic. And it's just
yeah. So why, Dale?
You would think you might think that's from overfishing, but actually that seems to be not the case at all. So the average size of cod has dropped, and while most people were happy to shrug it off, assuming water shrinks fish the same way it makes fools of all men, some scientists suggest we might be the ones actually responsible. In one study, a batch of Atlantic silver size were divided up between three tanks. In the first tank, 90% of the largest fish were culled. In the second, 90% of the smallest fish were culled. And in the third control tank, they culled fish at random. So presumably...
Culled, meaning removing them. C-U-L-L.
Yeah. So though presumably the ones that swam like dorks went first. Counterintuitively, it turned out that the second tank ended up having larger fish over longer periods of time.
So wait, which tank was the second tank?
The second tank was the one where the smallest fish were culled.
Okay, so they pulled the smallest fish out, and then
it turned out that that tank ended up having larger fish over longer periods of time.
Okay.
Do you see the reasoning yet? As we're actively removing all the big fish from the ocean while simultaneously protecting the smaller fish, we're teaching the genetic structure of the fish to favor slow growth. Not only does this mean that we're getting smaller fish to catch, it also means that the fish are now taking longer to reach maturity, meaning they're taking longer to repopulate. They're basically throwing the smaller fish back, is the idea. Like, you're only allowed to catch so many fish, so you keep the biggest ones, you throw the smallest ones back, and we're genetically engineering smaller fish.
Got it.
Or breeding smaller fish.
Whereas if you could just take whatever fish you catch, then it would be more at random then.
Yeah.
Got it.
In short, we call the strongest and the largest the Schwarzenegger fish, while throwing back the weak and sickly Steve Gutenberg fish. Then when nature sees this crap go down, bam, perpetual nerd fish.
Interesting.
So...
Number three
is coming up. Okay, the Endangered Species Act, Endangered Species.
Yep, it's a law. That is absolutely the case. This is one we've talked in detail about on Free Talk Live.
It's a law passed by the United States Congress in 1973 whose main purpose is to prevent the extinction of like four animals you've heard of and then 800 types of skink. If your family was constantly under siege by the sinister dusky gopher frog or the malevolent dark-tumped petrel, then you were crap out of luck after 73 when it became illegal to ask them to dance with Big Betty, Big Betty being your shotgun, in this strange analogy. The ESA also made provisions to protect the habitats of these imperiled species by imposing restrictions on the land where they lived. This is an important point, as you'll see in a moment. How did it backfire? As luck would have it, an estimated 90% of all endangered species in the United States can be found on privately owned land. When an animal on the endangered species list is found living somewhere, the surrounding habitat is automatically protected right along with it, and any activity that might harm the animal must cease. If the Fish and Wildlife Agency identifies a particular area as home to a giant kangaroo rat, for example, then farmers are restricted from tilling the soil there. Timber companies can't harvest trees. Swinger clubs have to put the kibosh on their druid-themed outdoor orgies. And somewhere, the U.S. government has to cut George Orwell a royalty check.
When I was buying property down in Sarasota, Florida, apparently there's this little endangered bird called the scrub jay. I don't know. I didn't study this. I'm just telling you the experience that I had. And the advice from that I was given by people in the real estate business was essentially, if you see a scrub jay, shoot it.
That's where we're getting. So these restrictions stay in place until the animal is removed from the endangered species list, a proposal that can take years, decades, or eternity, depending on how much they like hanging out on roads and don't like humping. So obviously the farmers weren't exactly content to let the government put the needs of a rat, no matter how giant or kangaroo-like, above their livelihoods. If the land seemed like a suitable habitat for an endangered species, then the solution was obvious. Wreck the ever-loving crap out of the property to make it as unattractive to that animal as possible. Kind of like keeping the refrigerator empty and never washing towels until your dork of a roommate moves out. Alternatively, if they found an endangered species living on their property before the government did, then it was time to shoot, as like Mark said. Shovel and shut up. Kill the animal, bury it, and never say a word to anyone. The endangered species list basically became a hit list for any animal that was on it.
Wow.
So, and several recent environmental studies have shown that both of these unforeseen tactics have actually done more harm to many animal species than just leaving them off the endangered list in the first place.
Whenever you use force, there are unintended consequences. I mean, there's lesson after lesson. Of course, I mean, the war on drugs, the war on poverty, you name it. Whenever force is used, in many cases, the exact opposite of the original intent of the law that was created ends up happening. And that's what you're talking about here. And it's not just from that perspective of, well, the property owner is going to want their property, so they're going to do what it takes, either kill the animals or make it undesirable for them to live there, that kind of thing. There's that aspect. And there's also the aspect that an endangered animal is a valuable animal. Many of them are because, well, they're low population, and so therefore poachers are very interested in acquiring them. Over in Africa, there's a big problem. problem with elephants and things like that, where the ivory is particularly valuable, et cetera. And so what
I'd like to see some free market alternatives to this. I'd like to see some free market environmental organizations offering people money to, like, leave their land untouched or something.
Well, the alter-
you know, say, look, look,
yeah,
don't do anything and we'll pay you, you know, because there's this animal on it, and if we see a population increase, we'll pay you some more or something.
Here's what's likely
to compensate
to happen
then.
Is, let's say you've got yourself a bald eagle on your land, and you want to develop your land and create yourself, you know, whatever it is that you want to put on the land. You want to farm it or you know, put up a condominium or whatever. So you do whatever it is you do. The bald eagles say, decide whether or not they want to live, you know, there and what's remaining of the trees, assuming their tree didn't get cut down, and they go elsewhere. And then, you know, they're going to go elsewhere until they find some place in order to, you know, somebody's going, I would like a bald eagle on my land. Mm-hmm. I think that would be great. Well, I've got a big bald eagle family that lives over in the corner of the, it's awesome.
Sure.
I mean, you know, that would be great. But now they're endangered because you can't build the condominium, you can't build the farm, you can't do anything because there's a bald eagle nest there. So somebody wants to get rid of them rather than just doing whatever they're going to do and the consequences are whatever they are for the bird. Likely, the birds are still alive, you know, and they can continue to mate and have more baby eagles and stuff like that. But now you make it so that they're, you know, the opposite occurs. They're even more endangered.
So, and how much would a bald eagle be worth? Like, if you could get yourself a bald eagle live, boy, what would you be able to sell that for on the black market? As we've seen, there are animal smugglers who will take these animals that are prohibited, for instance, from coming in here, or they're endangered, and they will essentially smuggle them around because, well, they're black market product. They're
right.
Prohibited product, and they hate
it. You found that to be the case with certain pets that were, mm-hmm. They're trying to restrict people having certain animals as pets. Well, now it's a black market pet, so it's even more valuable.
Yep, and so it increases the value, it increases the danger, and it also makes it so that when the black market is handling things, like, for instance, with the African elephants being poached, well, the poachers aren't out there breeding the elephants. They're just poaching them. And since you're not allowed to own the elephants, you can't breed the elephants. So there's no – the market would normally have this elephants being bred and harvested. The ivory would be harvested and more elephants would be bred. And if they were legal to own and legal to breed, then there would be plenty of elephants out there. But because they aren't, they're being eradicated by the black market. So the government created all this. Anyway, we're out of time. It's been Ian with you.
And Dale.
Emma.
Back tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.